Why, Muri Zimbabwe, and Dumkamchram Chungwachedu Chevichiki, Ushelo Thi Connection, Lilami, U Mike Hove. Welcome, 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 Studios VOA, Muri Zimbabwe, to the Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday, the 10th of March, 2020. Mchwagazo Mushe, Zimbabwe Mushe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, and Dinomkamchira Mchungwa Chedu Chevechitiki, Ushelo Thi Connection, Lilami Mike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of gender equality. Now, for those that do not know, Sunday, the 8th of March, officially marked International Women's Day. Now, Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in celebrating this very important day. Now, this day that was set aside towards commemorating women empowerment and gender equality was themed I Am Generation Equality, Realizing Women's Rights. Now, this targets making sure that people of all genders, races, ages, nationalities, cultural backgrounds, and of course, most importantly, religions and ages come together to a drive towards creating a gender equal world. Now, in the spirit of commemorating International Women's Day, there recently was an event here in Washington, D.C., whereby amongst them was Dr. Rita Nyamupinga, who won an award, a very, very prestigious award titled the Women of Courage Awards. As I mentioned early on, Dr. Rita Nyampinda, who is a female rights defender in Zimbabwe, was one of the women that got the opportunity towards receiving this award this year. Amongst the other people who have won this award over the years is Beatrice Mtetwa, and of course, Justina Mukoko, human rights defender. All trailblazing women. Now, the First Lady of the United States of America, Melania Trump, got to address some of these women. And of course, after yesterday, she released a tweet and a statement on her Twitter page, whereby she was talking to some of these women and issuing words of encouragement towards women worldwide. Let's take a look at a video of what First Lady Melania Trump had to say.
In my fourth year attending this ceremony, I continue to be inspired by the personal stories that accompany each of these extraordinary women. Throughout history, women have made lasting impacts on society, and these women represent the strength of the female spirit. Each of them have demonstrated acts of courage and leadership, often at risk to their own personal safety. Through their work, they empower women everywhere, and I'm grateful for their work and dedication to positive change. Under this administration, we have seen the unemployment rate for women reach the lowest level in almost 70 years. And last year, women filled over 70% of all the new jobs added. This is a big step forward for women and their vital contributions to the workplace.
All right, that was the First Lady of the United States of America, Melania Trump. Shout out to them for that video. Now, as you heard there, she's highlighting the strides that women have made worldwide when we're talking about gender equality. Now, on the same issue, we decided, you know what, let's reach out to here. Over the weekend, my colleague, Blessing Zulu, reached out to Honorable Stembiso Nyoni, the Minister of Women and Small to Medium Enterprises. Honorable Nyoni uttered some utterances whereby she said, the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa is working in the right direction when we're talking about the issues of gender equality. Let's listen to a bite of what Honorable Nyoni had to say.
It has been proven without doubt that any society that marginalizes its women, it marginalizes a very important resource and the majority of its population. In Zimbabwe, for instance, women are I think between 52% and 54% of the population. And most of those are young women who are very productive. And the women in Zimbabwe are very creative. A lot of them, they leave school and start their own small businesses. And they are doing very well on that.
Let's look at the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Where would you say the government has done well to empower women?
I think it has done very well. Look at the ministers of state. We have 50-50 men and women. There are 10 provinces and it's 5 men, 5 women. And if you have to go to our public service commission, 54% of civil servants are women. The public service is making sure that there is gender equality in employment. And if you look at the University of Zimbabwe, the University of Zimbabwe, it's more women, female students than male students. With the affirmative action that we have started, women are going more to universities and venturing into sectors that were mainly earmarked for men, like engineering, being pilot, and all sorts of male-dominated sectors.
All right, that was our Honorable Thembiso Nyoni. She is the Minister of Women and Small to Medium Enterprises in Zimbabwe. Liyamuzwa, umphathi ntambo obona ngezabesifazana, Honorable Thembiso Nyoni. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi yena ubona ngani uhulumeni kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is taking the right strides. Nxa sesikhuluma indaba zokuthuthukisa abantu abesifazana kwele Zimbabwe. Ndiyo, zwamavakunzwa, mavakunzwa kuna Honorable Thembiso Nyoni. Ndiwo vanoveka minister vanoona nezvenyaya dzemadzimai munyika. Honorable Nyoni vanoti aiwa hurumende yava Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa hanzi it's working in the right direction, patinotaura nezvenyaya dzekusimudzirwa kiwe vanhukadzi nevanasikana munyika. Saka ndiri kuda kunzwa maonero enyu, sifisa kuzwa ukuti liubona njani udaba lukhona muri yeZimbabwe. Ngenani kuhlelo, tell us what you think ukuthi are women empowered in Zimbabwe? How far off is Zimbabwe when we're talking about indaba as a gender equality? So if you're looking to join us, you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318, or you can call me live on air on +12026192077. As we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we are broadcasting live on radio on 4930-138600 by 15460 kHz per shortwave. Sikuluman, we're also broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, sikonanjalo ku www.voandebele.com. Saka pinda mchirongwa mundu ze maonrenyu, mbaga tira chirongwa chedu cheve chitiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami umaikowe.
Heita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Danki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Once again, makatera chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection, lelami uMike Hove. At BigMike3 on Twitter and Instagram is the username if you're looking to chat with me. But for the next hour, we're broadcasting live on our two web pages. I know usually we broadcast live on three Facebook pages, those being VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. Unfortunately, today we're only live off our two pages, those being VOA Studio 7, Tiripo Zvakarepa, VOA Shona. Saka musakanga nokushare chirongwa kuitira kuti tione neuwandu hwedu. But before we head over to my panelists, who are going to be joining me live via telephone from Zimbabwe, who are on the ground all trailblazing women, let us head over to something that happened in Luveve that shows that women have the potential to shape a nation's future. Young female students in Luveve High School recently launched a mobile application which has the potential to shape the way that Zimbabwe does its agriculture, the way that Zimbabwe conducts its agricultural industry. Let us take a look at a video that was done by Community Podium TV, whereby they got to interview these young women. And of course, before we head over to it, shout out to Community Podium TV for letting us use this video. Let's take a look.
So we have Farmers Future, an app that is created by Young Flying Stars. So this app is helping, it's meant to help farmers to grow and to maintain and take good care of their crops and livestock. So this is our welcome page with a welcome note. If you click on login, you then go to the next page, which you save to select an option between crops, livestock, pets, and gardens. So if you click on crops, we go to the next page. We have the different crops, maize, wheat, tobacco. We have poultry. Give details on how to keep poultry and how to keep animals like cattle, goats, you know. We have the challenge of internet. The internet sometimes is slow. The Wi-Fi, the computer that will be occupied and don't make computers to work on, so we just go back to desk and sometimes go back home and we don't do our work, sometimes we do once a week just because we don't have enough computers to work on. And we also have the problem of power supply. We don't have much power supply and we only get power supply like once a week and we don't have much time to work on our project. So use our app, Farmer's Future, created by Young
Blindsters. Well, you heard it there. Farmer's Future. Shout out to the young girls from Luveve. They're showing ukuthi ngempela ngempela abantu besifazana have the potential to shape the future of a nation. Shout out to, once again, to our Community Podium TV for letting us use this footage. If you guys should check out their Twitter page at Community Podium. Now, let's head over to my guests that are joining me. The first person that's joining me live via telephone, yena ukhona ngale eZimbabwe, she's on the ground, is Muzware Abiona Mataranyika. Now, this is really exciting for me because I recently learned that Abiona Mataranyika is the first SRC president for the University of Zimbabwe. So that's really exciting, and I'm really excited to have him on the show. Let's head over to Abiona Tinzwokuthi Aiwa Maundrake Agadi. Abiona, welcome to the program, sis. How you doing?
Thank you, Mike. Hi, how are you?
I'm feeling great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Happy, I don't know if we can still say this, but happy International Women's Day.
Thank you so much. It is very, very happy month for us, although we are a bit sad because of the challenges that we face, you know, but it's our month, so we are happy.
That's correct. Yeah. Now, Abiona, let's dive straight into it. Today we're focusing on the challenges that you guys face as women. Not just the challenges, but we're also talking about the issue of gender equality. As I'm sure you know, the theme of this year's commemorations actually focused on the issue on gender equality towards making sure that everybody works together to ensure that there's, I guess, equal treatment amongst both men and women. My first question to you is this something that you think is happening in Zimbabwe?
Yes, it is. I have a number of instances where I've seen that happen.
Go ahead and tell us more.
Sorry?
I said go ahead and tell us more about these instances. Early on, we were speaking to the Minister of Women, Honorable Samson Yoni, and she was highlighting how, for example, within your university itself, she was saying that majority of the students that have now been enrolled within the University of Zimbabwe, a majority of them are women. How does this play out when we're talking about gender equality?
All right. Number one, there are instances like climbing the career ladder. And career environment is much trickier for young female professionals who need to work harder than their male peers in order to earn recognition or praise. So if you look at the big dogs of the most popular corporations and you notice a recurring pattern that the majority are men. Anyway, let me give you an example. You won't believe that someone actually said that this is going to be the weakest SRC with a woman leading. And we also have issues with sexual harassment, the tricky topic of workplace or school. Sexism and harassment has become even more evident in recent years, with women plucking up the courage to share their horrific stories. It's sad that women are still faced with this kind of challenges in the workplace and in learning institutions. And we also have issues of pregnancy discrimination. Being a working woman can become extremely difficult when it comes to having a baby. Many women are afraid of starting a family knowing that their career will most likely be affected. And the time of the month, a woman's time of the month is more a joking matter. It's something that's completely out of a woman's control. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know how her body will react. One mind might be a breeze, whereas the other might feel like 100 patterns have invaded the belly and are on 4 times to break free. Now, counterparts find this topic very difficult to understand, and seeing women use it as an excuse to take personal day if they are unable to find themselves out of bed and make it into bed. You get what I'm saying?
Now, Abiona, you touched on something very important and very sensitive. The issue itself, yokuti muzvikoro umo, tirikunzwa vanasikana varikuchema vachiti aiwa, pane dzimwewo nguva panenge pane murairidzi anomuudzawo mwana akakuti aiwa, kana uchida kuti tikupasise muchikoro uyawo tingoita zvepabonde. How serious is this issue and how long has this thing been going on?
It has been going on for time. Then what we are working towards is a moment where women can come out and claim their space and be able to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because the essence is where someone just talks about it in passing. You know what I'm saying? But they are not ready to like rise up and claim their space and talk about it or take it to a more much higher hierarchy where the issue can be addressed and be dealt with. You know what I'm saying? So we are working towards that by introducing certain programs, inviting prominent people who can talk to the young girls about it so that they come out of their show and talk about these issues.
All right. So, again, Ndikubate pamuromo, Abiona, let me take my second guest, and then I'll give you a chance to come back. Hold on for 1 second on the line. Now, singakahambi kuThando Kwenji okhonexengweni asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu kuFacebook. KuFacebook kusilo Boas Jayaguru uthi, watching you from Gaborone, Botswana, dumelang ntate Boas, nakeshap wena ukayi ntate. Thabo ari kuthi, from Serowe Admin Authority, aiwa tinomugamuchirai muchirongwa mukoma Thabo. Now, umkhokheli uthi linjani bantu bakithi, from Parktown, Johannesburg, kunjani eGoli bhuti. Boas Jayaguru vanyora zvekare hanzi aiwa. Tilimo muchirongwa utrite Dube uthi, how are you sir? Mina ngiyaphila Dube, wena unjani Mthembo? Ngena kuhlelo phela sizwe umbono wakho ngodabula silalo namuhla pa page redu re Facebook pa VOA Shona Hans na beloved Michaela wadimsa msoro wenyaya china sindichangopinda aiwa nasi muchirongwa tirikubata nyaya yezvekuremekedzwa kwekodzero kwemadzimai kana vanasikana munyika ndoda kunzwa kuti zviri kuitika here uyezve tirikubata nyaya gender equality munyika ndoda kunzwa kuti nemaondore enyu pane mikana yakafanana here patinokurukura nezve mikana iri kupiwa vana vanhurume nevanakadzi Kledge ari kuti good evening live on your program from Josie Brackledge Skipani, how is Johannesburg? Clayston Anzi watching you from Pietermaritzburg. How's Pietermaritzburg? Mkoma Anzi na Freedom. Mkoma Mike Hove Murisei. Ndagati Rachirongwa ndri uko ku Kapa ku Cape Town. Aiwa chinotenda nukupinda mchirongwa. Let's head over to my second guest on Genayo Guhlelo. Live ekwengweni nguThando Kwenji. Sis Thando unjani? Welcome to the program. Now, as we let's just dive straight into it, Thando. We're focusing on the issue of gender equality. Sige Sayenzi Ngoxolo, Minister of Women, Honorable Thembi Sonyoni. And Honorable Yena Uti Hai Ngempela Ngempela Uhulumene Kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing everything they can to ensure that women are uplifted. She highlighted several different things. The first one being Uguti Yena Uti, amongst the government workers, majority of those are actually women. She further talked about the Uguti Ungakangela, for example, in universities such as the University of Zimbabwe, majority of the students that are getting the opportunities to go in are actually women. As a woman in the country, do you agree with these sentiments? Do you feel as though that the environment being created is conducive and is actually empowering for women?
All right. I think the environment as it is, it's not as conducive as we would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
The efforts are there. We see them through the Ministry of Women and other actors that are playing in Bulawayo in trying in Zimbabwe in trying to promote gender equality. But then I'm more concerned at this time about the quality rather than the quantity. Because if you look at it very closely, even with politics, there are very few women who are genuinely there in politics besides Labangeneni proportional representation. If you look at important fields of work like mining, like technology and manufacturing industries, there are very few women that you find in those spaces. And as long as women are not where the money is, it means that participation in public life is going to be limited to a certain extent. It means that nobody participates in public life, but rather participate as second-class citizens. So even Kadesi as it is, I've mentioned the politics, I've mentioned I'm a male-dominated field of work, but in Kanyela, Kanyelela, Sema University, Ankhona, wow. Yes, women are the majority because they live the population here to say that women are the majority. But what comes out of the participation when it comes to our leadership positions, when it comes to taking our positions of power, everything in Zimbabwe is still a bit more male-dominated. So as we are moving towards gender equality and any achievement in SDG 5, I think it's time we think beyond just our numbers and we try to look at the quality of participation and engagement in those public spaces.
Let me head over to my first caller that's joining me, and then I'll go back to Abiona and come back to you. Hayi, siyaphila. Nantu kudaba esilalo namhla kuhlelo sixoxa ngokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abesifazane elizweni. Ubona ngani lokhu kwenzakala na?
Lolu daba lunzima kakhulu. Akulanto ehamba ngesitatshani lapha eZimbabweni. Nayi sizwa kuthiwa kuyakhanja kusiya phambili. Akulanto ehambayo ngoba wakhangela sike saba lomoya kuphezulu. Sike saba lo vice president wesifazana kusukela khonapho kwase kwawa so ungathi yena into iya phambili ikubuyela phansi lokuthi kuyoyinto eyenzayo sakula nto ehambayo iya phambili lapha ngabe kathi esile omunye okhona ngabe sidayi uyaqhubeka kuze afike layo abe ngupresident ngoba laba bantu laba sekumele ukuthi labafazi labo babambane kakhulu lapha kakuba kuhlonitshwa ilungelo labo kaliphathwa kahle for example ngingabona leilageria laphana iyaba nomama lo-Erin Jameson yavuka yayivele ibulewe yabulawa ngamadoda amadoda ayabulala izinto eziningi labo gakhulu-corruption nokubulala lezinti siyabulala vele yasukothile siyalungisa aeliyaleilageria umama lwamithiyo ilungisile iza kuwa futhi liyele khona ngoba sekunokuthi eyinzinto khona laba banika ithuba lapho bavuse leli lizwe bangalivuse umama bona hayi umama bayakhaphisa izinto kahlesile ungakhangela ugraka majeri ngathi lenhlanganiso yabrazil abazimelayo ungakhangela onkosazana Dlamini Zuma u-AU ngale bathiye belungise izinto zaba kahle kodwa kungangena thina besilisa hhayi bo kuzobuya la besifazi kunabanye abane-jelas njengomunye ngibabonayo lapho bathi bona hhayi into ziya forward sapotani yini isapotani izinto zenu ziye phambili ngibona ngathi ngathi kuhlangula phakathi kodubo lesilalo lapho
Golide, sikhangele indaba yokuthi abantu besifazana vele nxa sesikhangela ipopulation yeZimbabwe kulabantu abasifazana abaningi ukwedlula abesilisa. So njengoba they're in the majority, kahle kahle kuyini okuhluphayo? Why singela for example umongameli wesifazana?
Yikho ngikuthi ukuthi ilungelo lawo bakithi lawo bantu abalalungelo abalithiwayo lawo bantu babuye futhi babe ngabantu abayisabayo ngoba ilungelo labo kabanalo elithiwayo. Ngabe kulo mongameli wesifazane ngabe kulo munye umongameli ukuthi uvayisi laphana ingokungokwayenzakala kancane nje ofide kwachithika ngabe sithi hhayi ilungelo labo kalihlonitshwa njalo kabanasapoti labo bantu ukuthi bafundisane bona bodwa ukuthi babe besibizi ukuthi bazi bami ilungelo labo kalihlonitshwa yonke bangasihlangula phakathi kwedubu lelesilalo elenzakalayo loku-corruption lwani into ezilungu ezenzakala elizweni bangasiyenza lawo kanti kakhulu ngoba kanti inigeria is a good example lapha into e-afrika lapha
Hayi siyakuzwa sibasa siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo futhi.
Hayi kulungile baba.
All right, let me head over to Muzare Abiona Mataranyika. Abiona, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Right, the caller highlighted a lot of things here that seems to be very important, and I'm really excited that I have you on the program because you are actually one young person who is trailblazing, who is, of course, the first female president of this SRC in a prestigious university in Zimbabwe. Now, he talked about the fact here, Wutsi, the biggest issue is that they don't seem to be supporting each other, one. Two, he talks about Achidanzi. There's not enough opportunities for women in Zimbabwe. What is your take on that?
Number one, addressing the issue of for me, I can't really be in a position to say that because during my position, I feel like I was able to address the issue and women have a different perspective about empowering each other now, from what I saw, because most of the people that were supporting me were women. But to a certain extent, he is right. That's the norm. Women usually do not support each other, and we need to work towards that so that we can make so much impact because, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. You get what I'm saying?
But Abiona, as women, you're in the majority. What exactly is leading to the circumstance whereby you're still somehow held down by the minority? How do we get to a situation whereby the majority themselves are held down by the minority?
I mean, but now also comes back to our history and the roots of our cultures locally, you get what I'm saying? I've been told if you got the matter around the city, if you try to mumba no kubika, the guru or one room, you get what I'm saying, right? So other women have so much potential, but I got to put something in the team to marriage and go back around the guru or whatever it is, you get what I'm saying. So, people have to say the religious leaders, so they play a very important role in the society. That is educated my mind, because even in my church, I got to have a TV, she got a lot of money. So we need to educate those people in prominent positions in order to educate them as my because they don't know the right thing they have, they don't know the potential they have, you get what I'm saying? So I said educate them as my empower. Those that have acquired positions like I have done, that's how the cycle goes, and you get empowered. And I like the progress safety. You can tell how women are breaking chains, making a difference by empowering themselves and attaining to be in certain positions that were normally attained by no counterparts.
All right, let me hold you on the line for 1 second. Let me head over to Tando. Let's hear what she has to say about this. Tando, what's up, Konekumwen? Tando, Konekumwen? Mbonangani, Tando's not on the line. All right, so abantu ngempela bayabhala ku Facebook ukuthi ongeza ukuthi nginomlaleli. I have a caller ongenayo kuhlelo.
Hello?
Tando. Ucingweni?
Yebo.
Oh, yebo. Right. I thought you would say I had lost your ucingweni. Now, bengithi uzwile okusanda ukushiwo ngu Abiona Mataranyika. It seems as though that our culture is something that's you know, playing a role. Nga sesikhuluma ngokuncindezelwa kwabantu abesifazana elizweni. Now, considering the fact ukuthi abantu bakhanya ngani bayahlonipha amasiko, how do you then turn around something like this?
But I feel like okumele kwenzakale ukuthi abantu babuyele ekudefineni ukuthi amasiko avele eyikuyini. Ngoba we have a very diverse history and there are a lot of events that happened in our history and a lot of things happened towards ama particular directions. Ukuthi kwakungabantu ababesenza iculture yona leyo beyenzela ukwenza ababekuhlosile ngaleso sikhathi. Ukuthi ukuthi ongawukuthi nxa umzilikazi wayesethi obama abahlale endlini obaba besiya phandle besiya zingela kumbe besiya conquer amanye ama-states wayesenzela ukukhulisani isizwe sakhe senzela ukuthi abafazi babe ne space kona lesiyana sokuthesiwa ama reproductive roles abo. Not necessarily saying ukuthi abafazi kwakungalesiyanga babe productive back then. So thina nxa sithatha ama culture asemuva ngani, kuyabe kumele ukuthi siwafake ku context yethu, sizwisise ukuthi i context yethu esifuna ukwakha kahle kahle yini and kwathiwa ngobani. Because I don't think ukuthi i culture yo esimindezela kakhulu, and I don't think ukuthi abafazi labo banindezelana kakhulu, but ngokungama mindset nje ama perceptions asiyafaka emakhandeni ukuthi every time xa sikhuluma ngegender equality sokumele sigcone iculture yethu, noba singayishisisisanga ukuthi iculture yethu ivelela ngapi nokuthi iya ngapi. And sina sigcone iculture, sina sigconana abafazi. Ngiyakutshela eZimbabwe sebetshelwe ukuthi you are each other's enemies kakhulu, so bezobe believe ukuthi bayancindezelana. Kukanti ungakukhanyelisisa kuhle kuhle nxa sebesithi sister sister lapha kuma meeting abomama ngabantu abavele bekwazi ukuthi kumele bakhule njengabomama towards i-gender equality. So ngenxa yokuthi kulokungama-perceptions okuningi-ningi esasakutshelwayo, satshelwa nokuthi abafazi abana-capacity. Kodwa nxa sokubuya kubobaba kubuzwe i-capacity yabo ukuthi bona bane-capacity yini yokwenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. But yinto esasazitshela kakhulu bagcina sizibeliva. I-culture yona leyo i-culture ivele iyenziwe ngabantu, njalo i-culture ekwanisa ukuthi itshintshwe ngabantu. And ukutshintshwa ngabantu ayisikho ukuthi uyabe ungasalandeli amasiko akho, uyabe ungasahloniphi. Uyabe uhlonipha, but ukwazi ukuthi okwenzayo ngalesi sikhathi ukwenzela lokhu.
Now, Thando, I'm reading some of the comments that are coming in right now. Someone highlighted something very important. He was talking about Nglasi City Honorable Thembiso Nyoni saying that government is working towards empowering women. And he says, if you look at recent cases, for example, the divorce case that was happening between the vice president, General Chiwenga Kanye, with his wife, he feels as though that's just one example of how women are mistreated, especially by government officials. What do you have to say about something like that?
I totally agree with the Nomlaleli ukuthi, because according to the law, according to umthetho obhaliwe, uyacho clear ukuthi when parents separate abantwana bahamba nomama. But in several cases bona umthetho useqiwa deliberately to suit obaba. So umlaleli uqinisile kakhulu ukuthi iZimbabwe, yes, lokho esikhuluma sibili nge-gender equality, but sikhuluma one step forward and 10 steps back when it comes to ukwenza. And maningi ama-instances, especially from ama-leaders ethu, where they are abusing their wives, abanye babachaya physically, and everything that is happening. But as much as sikhuluma nge-gender-based violence and nemithetho ye-Domestic Violence Act, emihle kakhulu, ukulandela besingakalandeli, just like with most of our laws in Zimbabwe, ukuthi we're very good at writing very beautiful and flowery policies, but we do not follow as a people.
All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. Muriye Zimbabwe manzwa kubva kuna Thando Gwinji angachinyatsotsanangura ndamvunza nezvanyorwa nemutereri papage redu revoa Shona apo angachiti aiwa hongu tanzwa zvataurwa naHonorable Thembiso Nyoni tichiti avachiti hurumende yava Emmerson Mnangagwa iri kushanda nemazvo kusimudzira vanhu kadzi munyika, asi ivo vati havabvumirane nazvo nemhaka yei vanyatsonyorawo maondoro avo vakati aiwa mukatarisa zvabva kuitika not so long ago apo pakaitika pakabuda divorce case ya deputy president ya vice president General Chiwenga nemudzimai wavo kana kuti vaimbove mudzimai vavo amai Mary Chiwenga zvinhu zvasina kumira mushe, saka iye abva anyora muteereri zvechokwadi achiti aiwa nemaondo ake. That's just one example zvinoratidza kuti aiwa kodzero dzevanhu kadzi dzirikuendera mberi dzichingombunyikidzwa munyika. Thando abva ati aiwa hongu anobvumirana nemaondo emuteereri. But I hear ngilomulaleri ungenayo kuhle lo andirikunzwa kuti ndine umwe womuteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa. Ngatinzwei kuti vanoti asizoni kuti yena utsini. Kola kola muteereri, ndiro mugamuchirai muchirongwa, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Ari parunhare ndiani? Yeah, chief, zviri kufamba. Hello, angisakuzi.
Ah,
Mushe, Mushe, are you not Indian?
Okay, it was more the story.
I was Marcus because I can come as Tole and Ram Beritins were wondering.
Oh, and you know, then I guess, oh, no, for your own investigation. I'm not going to go, 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 I'm not. I fortunately you know the moon. I know the moon is just as far as I go. Who's ready to go and look at the Guajo? Takato Ranani, Takapina, my great
group.
You look at the Guajo, one year old, Anokaura, Adimunora. But for example, I did one of the red one, Vice President, I did it.
Zvino mukoma Timothy, sezvo vari vanhurume vari kuendera mberi vachingombunyikidza kodzero dzevanhukadzi, pane zvatingaita here sevanhurume kusimudzira vechikadzi? Tinotenda pane vamwe vateri vakuda kupinda muchirongwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa, asi sezvo maisa chichemo chenyu musatye, tichapota tichikufonerai tichikupinzai sezvo muri pa ground. Handiti mungoma
Ana mai, asi vakashowa makumbo.
I watch. Tinotenda, Mkoma Timothy, Tinotenda, Nukpinda Mchirongwa. So, Muria Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Timothy. He's one of our callers on the ground. Timothy highlighted something similar to what one of the callers was writing. And Kunama angry face Arkunaya from Mkoma Timothy. As I was saying, Timothy is one of our callers. He's there in Zimbabwe. The first thing he said is, Iwa, Studio 7. Please, please make sure that you're always calling people on the ground to make sure that, Iwa, you hear from first-hand experience what's happening on the ground. I also asked Timothy, okay, so what exactly is your take on the issue? And Timothy highlighted several different points. The one thing he highlighted is something very similar to what the Facebook writer wrote on our Facebook page, VOA Studio 7, where he was highlighting an incident that recently happened that included the Vice President, General Chiwenga, and his wife. And he said he feels as though that's just one of many examples that highlight how women are treated in Zimbabwe. He highlighted how the former Vice President Joyce Mujuru was treated, and he feels as though that's another example of ill treatment of women in Zimbabwe. So I'm looking to hear from you, Muriel Zimbabwe. You are in my comments, Mutuzo. Tell us, Uzi, Lubona Njanu Tabalisilalo Namtla Gushelo. Abantu abesifazana bayathuthukiswa na eZimbabwe. Now, kupage redu re-VOA shona wanu arugunyato nyora zvechokwa di. Mike Chauke arugunyora anzi hashtag topic across South Africa, Pretoria West in Soshanguve, Gauteng province. Vanyora anzi hashtag topic. Mukoma, murutama nenguwa, nyika dzava kuda kuguma mazwano. 2020 pava ne 100% kana kuti 50-50. Anzi uyakafa, anzi kare onai, kana mdara wabawu ya eva kanda kwa pasina chatenga tujika doro. Neva name kuti ndipa. He, saka mkoma wabarungo nyora anzi ai wanyaye 50-50 iri kuitika muZimbabwe. Let's head over to my guests wakuti iwo wabaru kuzutambira seju, rukubuda mchirongwa. First person I'll head over to is Abiona. Abiona, you still on the line?
Yes. Hey, Mike.
Now, a lot of things seem to have come out. Callers seem to highlight one thing. Whilst we're on the same topic of gender equality and women being treated highly, a lot of callers seem to feel as though one thing that seems to be highlighted is that they feel as though women are not treated right. They gave an example, like I keep highlighting, of what recently happened with Mary Chiwenga and the vice president. They gave another example of what happened with the former vice president, Joyce Mujuru. And they feel as though it's a very loud statement that right now, as is, we have two vice presidents that are both male and none of them are women. They feel as though there's not enough representation of women in government. Is this something that's reflecting amongst women, especially the young women in Zimbabwe?
Sorry?
I'm saying, is this some? Are these sentiments the same amongst young women in Zimbabwe?
Yes, because there are a lot of women out there having been interacting with different women.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually realized that there are a lot of women out there that are ready to take up this position. It's just that they are not being given a chance. It's just the big fish that are giving each other positions, maybe because of their promises they would have made each other, or we don't know the reason it might be, but I feel like the people that are in those big positions are the ones that are supposed to advocate for women attaining for these positions and acquiring these positions. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, let's look at what's happening. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'm saying because the appointment of vice president is done by the president, and if he was also advocating for gender equality or whatever, he would have appointed Murume Nemukadzi, but then that was never the case. So you can already tell, you say, Nika, where do we stand when it comes to women also venturing into politics?
Mm-hmm. Now, let's zone in, because another challenge that the callers seem to highlight is what's happening in universities, schools, and within communities, whereby they feel as though the current situation, how things are in the nation, are making it very difficult for women to get by, because they feel as though women are the ones who have to face the brunt of what's going on. They have to face the main challenges. Panouya murume kumba mwana anakujika anza no shushwa dimai. Panenya zagasiana siana anzika jinji mnona mind wanunga chichema. How is this something that's, how is the situation in Zimbabwe right now where we look at the economy, education and so forth affecting young women?
Education is very hard. There's a number that's when you also go back
kuti maroots zvinongoitwa muno muZimbabwe kuti takakura chinzi varikuma. So having grown in that environment, women vanodhibina nevarume vaitandika, and ndizvodi vakadzi vashoma vari kusumuka kuti vatorewo mapozisheni zvikuru in the process of educating women, and vakawanda hakati vakuziva kodzero dzavo and how they can acquire these positions and also aspire to be in these positions. And the economy yakaoma, and varume ndivo vari muzvinzvimbo zvikuru as we speak in Zimbabwe. Tiri kushanda zvedu ti vakadzi vasvikirwavo, but varume ndivane nzvimbo dzikuru. It's like here at the universities, varume hard, right? And vanhu vanenge vachida zvimwe zvinhuwo like besides the food or whatever, right? They go more to the commodities and other things, right? And you don't know about women, they're the ones that come here and luring women using those things that they know women do not have. Like the Nathan, yeah, could do that. People and ladies will just resort to other vices in order to what to just get what they want. You get it? So our women, because the ones that are in those great positions, they use that for the advantage and disadvantage women at the end of the day. So vakadzi vakatsvana nemba and support each other as the majority, and so zvinzvimbo izvozvo, I don't think we would have instances whereby men are taking advantage of our women.
Now let me head over to, hold on the line, let me head over to Thando. Thando, usakhona ecingweni? Thando? Right. You hear a lot of the things that seem to be coming out. How is the situation elizweni affecting abantu abasakhulayo kakhuluka abesifazana ikakhulukazi kobulawayo?
Okay, number one, there are no opportunities at all for the growth of young women abakobulawayo in either sector ekhona. Because if you look at the politics, you know, while with the quota system ekhona, it deliberately leaves out young women who participate meaningfully in politics because you don't have the number of years that they require for you in that political party to be recommended to represent your party through the quota system. And as it is, Katesi, they are looking forward to renewing the quota system amendment in the constitution. And the same amendment in the constitution is also looking forward to giving young people only 10 seats in parliament, which is not enough, really, especially Vasisia Kanyela, ama young women. You'd see which those 10 youth seats will be occupied by male youth. So leaving nothing in it for our young women. And when it comes to the economy, young women are not there when it comes to technology, when it comes to the fourth industrial revolution, because look at the Falele move, they were left behind in that sector. And yet everything else that is going on is pushing them towards that direction. Among new innovations, entrepreneurship, if you're looking at the economy and looking at everything else that is driving this informal economy as Pilaguyo, you need to be tech savvy. You need to have those kinds of skills. And if you don't have those kinds of skills, you need to have land. And young women, as it is right now, access to land avala completely. Yeah, it takes years, if you are not corrupt, for you to actually get a stand from the housing department. And even ama communal land awemakhaya nanxa umntwana oyinkazana lakhathesi kwalutshwana ukuthi kuthiwa utshaye lihlahla nawe uthole ilend yakho uthi ukulime. So ama-opportunities angikhona aya encipha, aya esiba non-existent for young women. And I think for us to move forward, we really need to rethink how we are actually approaching our key development sectors and trying to actually amplify our voices, the participation of our young women, more than just to try to participate when we go to a workshop, a capacity building.
Now, Thando, What's in your book, you highlighted the importance of amplifying these voices. How do you go about it?
Yeah.
Because if there's anything to go by, a lot of people seem to, the biggest cry that Abantu have is they feel as though Abantu abesifazana are not, abaphakamisi izandla zabo besithi hayi lathi sifuna ukuba khona bona abantu bangathi who wants to be partaking in it, Abantu abesifazana abakhulumi.
Yeah, I feel like kathesi abantu besifazana abaphakamisa izandla bakhona, but bayadinwa ngube lokhu bephakamisa izandla zabo zingabonakali. And I feel like it's up to everyone, lama stakeholders are involved, ukuthi sinazelele ukuthi if half of us are oppressed, because, okay, if most of us are oppressed, because abafazi make up the majority of the population. If most of us are oppressed, then we are all an oppressed people. So it's up to everyone. Ukuthi xa umntwana oyinkazana ephakamisile isandla sangabonakali, wonke umuntu akwanise ukuba laye, akwanise ukukhuluma on her behalf, ukuthi umuntu lo ophakamisile isandla kodwa sibonakalanga lapha lalapha nalapha. Because khathesi even ungakhanyela mzari lokhu engiletha ama-examples e-politics, ubakhayela ku-2018 elections, baningi abankazana who wanted to run for elections, but none of them won any position of office koBulawayo. But babezamile ukusukumela phezulu. But kumele ukuthi ngibase sukumele phezulu, thina sirealize as a people ukuthi it's also our duty, it's also our role to try and make sure ukuthi esihamba sikukhuluma sithi siya-empower bama siyakwenza.
What's in your bum, Mumlomo? Abiona, are you on the line? Abiona?
Yes, Michael.
Oh, okay. Now, let's talk about solutions here. This is something that's been happening over years. Year in, year out, we come and we commemorate International Women's Day. What are the possible solutions to ensure that the gap itself, when we talk about gender equality, keeps closing and we don't have situations whereby we have to be discussing how, for example, the vice president is treating his wife in public?
I think there are groups that are actually there to support women. And I feel like they should not be groups that are only there on paper and on social media without actually doing anything. I feel like it's high time we also strengthen these groups and show our capacity as women. And I think by that, realizing our capacity and that we are the majority, as long as we work on that and we actually show our capacity and how much we can change a lot of things by just empowering each other and ensuring that these groups or people that are already in these high positions make sure that they are empowering other women. I think we can get to a point whereby women are now empowered and we can now stand up to people like the vice president without even looking at the fact that, yeah, he's the vice president and I think we can drop out. I feel like if we claim our space, rise up as women, empower each other, we can achieve a lot of things.
Now, whilst we're on the same issue of women empowerment itself, I also asked Tando the same thing. Tando highlights how it's very important to amplify women's voices. And one challenge that I highlighted to Tando is that over the years, one thing that seems to keep coming up is the fact that they feel as though women are not wanting to participate enough. They're not putting their hands up to say, hey, I'm here. Pick me, I want to be a part of this. How do we go about ensuring that women feel or are confident enough to want to be a part of these proceedings that lead to women being empowered all over the Zimbabwe, that lead to the gap itself, the gender equality closing?
I think like I mentioned earlier on, I say those that already have the courage to claim those spaces and are in positions whereby the norm was in Jingo Jivaru, you know what I'm saying? Let's use those women to empower other women, right? With the IOAs, she said, let's do this as women, you get what I'm saying, right? My Turner, I don't have a problem with empowering other women to aspire to be in this position. They have seen me, I've done this. It's a journey, yes. But then if Abuna could do it, Ame Abuna could do it, why can't you, the other party, do the same thing? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
think the only way to solve this issue is by, because the Ramira could be my roommate has a who ya was already that it ever got decisions, but that will not break, it will not break, you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do, let's get run away from the idea that hey, man, let's change that narrative and set it in a certain manner. Because at a point whereby they're empowering each other, supporting each other, and I tend to describe that spirit, a lot of things are going to change.
Mm-hmm. All right, Abiona, so let me give you an opportunity before I head over to Tando.
I think it's important, but you know, the sky is the limit. Let's do this human and empower each other, and you see how far we can go. And as I mentioned earlier on, that's my favorite statement, that quote, teamwork makes the dream work. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Abiona Nokupinda Mchirongwa. I really, really appreciate it. And once again, congratulations on being the first female SRC. I look forward to seeing what else comes in line for you.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, so let me head over to Utando. Tando, usakhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona.
5 minutes left in the program, Siswami. Bengicela ukuthi usitshele phela ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okumele kwenzakale ukuze abantu abesifazane bazibone besethuthukiswa elizweni. Njalo besizuphosela amazwi akho ogcina.
All right, mina, I think okuqakathekileyo khathesi ukuthi sine Ministry of Women Affairs. The minister for the progress towards gender equality anyway. But it is minister for the I feel like so many of us are the bazimele and batshengise ukuthi ba-there for a reason. Ukuthi kungafani nokuthi last year bekuyi-ministry ye-gender equality kodwa ingalala budget yokuthi isebenzisa malini. So nginika ingqobi to a minister, nama officers are casting as ukuthi bazame ukuthi bathi up their game kancane when it comes to sourcing for financing for gender equality elizweni. And khathesi, everyone is running towards the decade of action 2020-2028. Kulaba indicators avele khona ukuthi ilizwe actually achieve gender equality, ama indicators khona yilawa nalawa nalawa. So you need a involve in ministry ukuthi lawa ngehamba kuyo Beijing labake ama gathering our akhuluma nje gender equality bathi ukuthatha ama strategies khona ngale bathatha ama strategies ukuye lapha ekhaya bezowa implement lathi sibonakala ukuthi singaba signatory awo Beijing nabo namanye ama instruments esiwafayelileyo that promote gender equality. And bethi bezama ukwenza njalo besebenze namanye ama-nine-state actors ayiwo a-closer to women on the ground, because noma sikakhuluma si-update sikhuluma ngama-numbers, as long as ama-numbers ethu don't translate to lived situations and the reality on the ground, sabe sokungani akunalutho esilenzayo. So I'm like really encouraging you ukuthi kube ne-right multi-stakeholder approach. Ukuthi siyasebenza even nama-church, even namanye ama-institutions akhona around that are directly in touch with women, ukwenzela ukuthi whatever efforts that are being put forth towards gender equality, they are actually worthwhile, they actually create a meaningful and lasting change in Zimbabwe.
Ulawini amazwi okunikeza abontanga abasakhulayo?
Okay, so ontanga abasakhulayo, I think ngingabagqugquzela ukuthi bahlale belokhu besukumela phezulu. And ukusukumela phezulu kungabi ukusukumela phezulu sisenza the same old, same old ebesiyenza eyokuthi uhamba ka usukiziwe, nokuthi lapho participate-a khona kuthiwa sisikana balance minute kuphela ugazi lokuthola okutsho. So ontaka abathi bathole ama-opportunity yokuthi bakhulume, I think bagqugquzela ukuthi bakhulume with ama-voices allowed. Because ukukhuluma komuntu oyinkazana eyedwa ukhulumela labanye abankazana around i-community yakhe automatically. So ngifuna ukuthi bazame uku-raise ama-voices abo and bakhulume very loudly and try to penetrate ama-spaces wona lawa abangeleyi. Ye, bazathi awunamthetho, bazathi unamawala, kodwa kuyabe kuqakathekile ukuthi ube namawala ngaselaleso sikhathi ukwenzela abanye abalandela in ama-footsteps wabona nabo abathe bathola amathuba okukhulisa.
All right, thank you so much, Thando. It's Kathi Sesliwe Mangwe. I really appreciate you joining us on the program. Thank you so much, sis. All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Thando Gwinji. We also had Mzwari Abiona Mataranyika, who is the first female president of the SRC, Students Representative Council, a University of Zimbabwe. Sesifikile emaphetheleni ohlelo namuhla. Muriya Zimbabwe tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ngationewo kuti vanhu vari kuti chiko pamapeji edu. Hanzi napo Maphosa Evening, watching you from Dangavura kuMutare. Aiwa, tinotendawo nekupinda muchirongwa. Muri Zimbabwe, ini nguwa yangu ndia pera. Ngatisanganei pa Twitter nepa Instagram at BigMike3. Mokwanisa zvakare kututumira ma message pa WhatsApp pa +1202 465 0318. Anokoneka nemufaro, ini Mike Hove. Bye-bye!